Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you.
I am your moderator, AJ. Join with us, as always, co-host Tone.
Good evening, sir.
Best wishes to our guy out there, Nate. Hope you feel better. We're down Nate tonight. That's why we're doing a virtual. But definitely will be a miss tonight. Tone, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited to get some of these plays in. Just kind of get past last week, as difficult as it was. And shout out our guy, Nate. Hope you feel better, brother. And hopefully we'll all be back in the stew here soon.
Absolutely. Christmas is coming up. We all need to make sure we're feeling better. Also, shout out to our guy, Jaron. Happy birthday. It's our guy's birthday today. I know he supports the show, so I wanted to give him a little B-Day love out there. But yeah, happy. It's week 15. Week 14 was a bit of a stinker. We're in a little bit of a slump, and you know, that's something that happens in this game. You know, it's part of the game. It's what happens. But you know, we are transparent. We always save the receipts and we're upfront about it. So hate to do it, but let's do it, brother. Let's go ahead and recap these picks from last week. Week 14, our guy Nate had 6 plays, 2 teasers, 4 single bets, and he had 9 units in play. Yeah, unfortunately, our guy Nate went 1-5, down 7 units on the week. 3-unit NLOD missed. And, you know, the teasers have not been kind to us this year. I think you guys kind of went hot for a second there, and you guys kind of picked them back up. And now the teasers are kind of being mean to us again. So you never love to see that. And Tone, not as terrible of a week. You went 3-3, but you were down 1 unit because of a 2 unit play. What do you think about last week's slate?
It was tough. I mean, luckily my teaser did hit. I actually didn't need to tease either side of it. Should have just taken those both as straight bets. The Browns just didn't come through. The Giants, what a pathetic outing. I mean, that the Eagles just really dominated and showed why they're the best team in the NFL right now. So unfortunately lost 2 units on that. And actually both my teasers hit. So the Ravens plus 8.5, Broncos plus 15.5. Broncos made me nervous. They were down 27-0. Yeah. It was I was so like, why did I bet the Broncos again? But they came back and they covered. I didn't need to tease them either. And that Dolphins Chargers game was just underwhelming. I mean, they didn't even come close to going over. So it was just an okay week, but unfortunately lost that 2-unit Giants play.
Yeah. And something to throw out there. We talked about this in the group chat earlier this morning. You know, it's our third season doing this show. And by far the fishiest line I've seen since joining you guys was that Lions Vikings game, and Lions covered. I mean, it's just food for thought. But
yeah, I mean, I couldn't help but take that one. Even after the line moved so much, it just seemed like they were begging you to tease the Vikings, begging you to take the Vikings. And I'm sure they cleaned up on that one. So I'm glad that one cashed. Yeah, I'll take that
for sure. Unfortunately, luck it in. You guys both had Giants plus 7, no head to heads. So real quick, we'll do a yearly total before we jump into these lines. Nate's at 46-35-1, which is at 56.7%. He's up plus 17 units. Tone, you're at 39-38-1. That's at 50.7, and you're up plus 3 units. Luck it in's at 8-6, which is at 57.5. It's even on the year. Head to head, Nate's up 1-0. Still only had 1 head to head all year. Also worth mentioning, because we are doing this a day late, we did have the "What did he say?" question of the week that was posted yesterday on our TikTok. So if you enjoy the "What did he say?" go check out our TikTok and see what the question of the week is. See if you can get that right. Unfortunately, you know, our guy DSA may have got another point up on you guys, but it was a good question. I got it wrong myself this week. So he's dropping some good questions this year. So, all that being said, let's jump to week 15 lines. As we speak, Thursday night football is currently in motion, and we have the San Francisco 49ers, who are -3.5, -3.5, or you could have just got a -3 straight up. They're taking on Seattle. Over under was 43. We did have a play on this game. Again, if you're curious, you know, you can go check our TikTok. We posted our our pick for this specific game. But we're not going to really talk too much about it. It's already in the second quarter. It's not really worth mentioning since it's already in motion. But we do have three games Saturday, and I'm pretty excited about it. We're going to be hanging out Saturday, so we'll get to watch these together. And the very first game we got is the 4-8-1 Indianapolis Colts. They are plus 4 points. They're traveling to Minnesota to take on the 10-3 Vikings. And the over-under for this game is 48.5 points. Nate's going to be taking a pass, as he always does, with his Vikings. But I'm curious to know, do you have any plays for the opening game on Saturday?
Yeah, so it's hard not to take something on the Saturday slate. It's the first one of the year. We've got three games. So I wanted to take the Colts plus 4. I don't know if I feel comfortable with that. So I'm going to tease them up to plus 10. And I'm going to tease out the Bills down to minus 1. So I just think this Colts team, they're a lot healthier than they have been. Jonathan Taylor's probably as healthy as he's been all year. And this Vikings team, they can get scored on. They're actually averaging the most. They're giving up the most yards defensively in the league. So it's kind of pathetic at times. I do think they'll come out and win, but to cover 10 points at home, or I'm sorry, for them to cover 10 points on the road, I just don't think it's something that can't be done. So I'll take the Colts plus 10, and I'll tease them with the Bills minus 1.
All right. We'll jump to game number 2. That's going to be the game that we're probably most looking forward to. It's at 4:30, and it's the 9-4 Baltimore Ravens. They're actually the underdog. I know Lamar Jackson has been officially ruled out for this game. They are plus 2.5 points, traveling to Cleveland to take on the 5-8 Cleveland Browns. Over-under for this game is 37 points. And real quick, Nate does have a teaser for this game. Interesting teaser. We have a double under. So we have the Ravens-Browns under 44.5 points, which I personally like that play. And he's going to be teasing that with the Cardinals-Broncos under 42. Honestly, I love both. You have two teams who are dealing with backup quarterbacks. So I like those two plays as a teaser. But do you have anything for this game two of Saturday?
So I'm actually going to do a teaser that's a double under as well. So I don't normally do that, but I'm going to tease the Browns under 44.5, and I'm going to tease that with another AFC North team and the Pittsburgh Steelers under 44. So they're playing at Carolina. It should be Mitch Trubisky, which just never means good thing for that Pittsburgh offense. That Pittsburgh defense has gotten better, like we've been saying, with J.J. Watt, Fitzpatrick's back. And that Carolina defense is tough as well. So I think it should stay under that amount, but because I want a little extra security, I'll tease it up. So I'll take Cleveland under 44.5 with Pittsburgh under 44.
All right. Double teaser, double under teaser. Okay. Interesting. Let's move on to the Saturday night football game at 8:30. You already mentioned this. You have a second leg of a teaser on this one. We have the 8-5 Miami Dolphins plus 7. They're traveling to Buffalo to take on the 10-3 Bills. Over-under for this game is 43.5 points. I know that they're talking about cold weather, 7 to 8 inches of snow. That's a lot of inches, so, you know, it's something to watch for. Nate's got a play on this game. He's taking the Dolphins plus 7.5. I know there's been a lot of talk with Tua playing in the cold. I think he's defeated with weather under 50 degrees, something to that effect. We know he's from Hawaii, so. You know, what do you think about this game? I know you have a teaser on it. Any other takes on this one?
Yeah, I'm going to tease Buffalo down to minus 1 just because it's going to be tough out there. Like you said, 8 to 9 inches. It's going to be a lot of snow. I think Buffalo's going to be equipped for that at home. Miami, this is their third straight road game. So that they have lost both of those. They're on a 2-game losing streak. But it's tough. It's just tough to go on the road, especially to a team like Buffalo. I know they haven't been playing quite as well, but it's hard not to think they're going to win at home. And it's a revenge spot. So if we go back to week 3, Miami came back and beat Buffalo on the road. So, or Buffalo's on the road, Miami was at home. But now the tables are turned. Buffalo's at home. I think Miami will cover that 7.5, but I think Buffalo wins. So I'll just tease them down to minus 1.
Okay. I like it. All right. So that's going to be our three Saturday games. All three games have potential of being very interesting and exciting to watch. So I'm excited for that personally. Let's move on to Sunday at 1:00. We have the 12-1 Philadelphia Eagles. They are minus 9 points. They're going to be traveling to Chicago to take on the 3-10 Chicago Bears. Over under for this game is going to be 48.5 points. And real quick, I'll go ahead and continue giving out Nate's plays. He does have a play for us on this one. He's going to be taking the Bears plus 9. I know the Eagles really sold the bag on us last week as we all took the Giants. Do you think that the Bears can get up on the Eagles this week?
You know, it's just hard for me to bet against the Eagles. I know that the Bears can be tough at time, and Justin Fields back, so he should play well. But I don't know. 9's a lot of points. I'm not going to touch a side. I just think the Eagles are rolling right now. Look what they did to the Giants last week. But again, they are on the road again, and I don't think they're in a great spot right now. So I do like the Bears plus 9. I'm just not going to take it. I'm going to take the under. So I'll take another under 48.5. It's just, I think that line's begging you to take the over. I mean, last week, the Eagles scored 48 points by themselves. I mean, both these teams will be running the ball a lot. And that Bears defense got a little better since they got Roquan Smith. They got kind of settled down a little bit. And I know Justin Fields can go ahead and move the ball and potentially score, but he can also make mistakes and turn the ball over as well. The Eagles have the highest turnover differential in the league. So I just think that they're begging you to take the over. So I'll go the other way. I'll take under 48.5.
All right. Should be a good game. We'll see if the Eagles can continue rolling. Next up, we have the 5-8 Atlanta Falcons. They are going to be plus 4 points. They're traveling to New Orleans to take on the 4-9 Saints. Over-under for this game, 43 points. Nate's taking a pass on this game. Any plays for you this week on this one?
I'm also going to pass. I'd like to take the Falcons. I think it even got up to 4.5 at one point. It's just tough to say what's going to happen with Ritter coming in. Obviously, Marcus Mariota is on the IR, so he's out for the year. And I think it shouldn't change things too much, but it's hard to ask that for a rookie on the road going in New Orleans. So I'll go ahead and pass this game.
Okay, fair enough. We have our first double pass of the week. Next up, we have the 6-7 Detroit Lions coming off of an extremely impressive game last week. It's an alternating line. Nate had it at plus 1. Currently, it's even. They're traveling to New York to take on the 7-6 Jets. The over-under for this game, 44.5 points. And this is going to be the NLOD of the week. Nate's lock of the day. He's taking the Jets plus 1. 3-unit play. You guys always like to talk about buying stocks, and I think this is one where we're kind of – I think he's selling the Detroit stock as it's high and buying the Jets low and hoping that they can just get the dub this week. What do you got for this one?
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to lock it in. I'm going to do 3 units as well. I just think the Jets are in a home run spot. Mike White has been cleared to play, I believe, so he should get the start, and that offense can roll. I know the Lions offense is good as well, but Jared Goff's not going to look the same on the road outdoors. He just never does. He looks great at home in the dome like last week. That's why I took him. This week I'm going to fade him. I'll take the Jets at home. Pick plus 1, whatever. I guess we'll just take a pick. We'll pick the side to win, and we'll put 3 units on that.
All right. That's our first luck it in of the week. Next up, we have the 5-8 Pittsburgh Steelers. And surprisingly, they are plus 3 points as the underdog versus the 5-8 Carolina Panthers. Over under for this game is going to be 38 points. Nate's taking a pass. I know you already mentioned you're taking this as a second leg of your teaser. But if you want to go ahead and recap that teaser real quick, go for it.
Yeah, again, I'm just going to tease the Browns under 44.5 with the Pittsburgh Panthers game under 44. Again, I just think these defenses will show up and the offenses will be underwhelming, especially the Panthers coming off 30 points last week versus Seattle.
Yeah,
they just generally aren't scoring that much. I think that's the most they've scored all year. So I don't know if they'll replicate that against that Steelers defense. And just to be sure, I'll go ahead and tease it and give me under 44.
Okay. Next game here, I'm going to go ahead and do it, man. I'm going to stamp this as my AJ the Moderator's game of the week. I think it's going to be a good one. Bear with me. It might not sound too exciting when I first read it off, but we got the 10-3 Dallas Cowboys minus 4 points. And they're traveling to Jacksonville to take on the 5-8 Jaguars. Over-under for this game is 48.5 points. And I'm just feeling like the Jaguars are in a spot where they are just turning it on. They're firing on all cylinders. I know my guy Nate don't want to hear this, but Trevor Lawrence is looking like who we thought he was supposed to be. And I'm really excited to see him go up against a tough defense like Dallas. And we also saw Dallas struggle against the Texans last week. So I'm really excited to see how Dallas bounces back. versus how Jacksonville plays versus top tier defense. But it's going to be my game of the week. Nate's taking a pass. I'm thinking he's thinking what I'm thinking. He's just going to sit back, relax, enjoy this game. But what about you? Any plays for you?
So this is another line where it just kind of feels like they're begging you to take the over 48.5. So I'm going to take the under. So I'll take under 48.5. I just think the Dallas defense will come out and be able to contain Trevor Lawrence, possibly get some pressure on him and shake up this offense. And Dallas, Dak looks a little off. I mean, they can score. Obviously, they have great running backs, great receivers. But for some reason, I could just see this being, you know, a game where the clock's running and it might just be a little slower pace. So I'll take the under 48.5.
All right. A lot of unders this week.
Yeah.
A lot of unders. Big under guys this week. But, you know, something worth mentioning, if you follow along on our TikToks, I know my guy Tone always posts betting trends on Tuesdays. And for what it's worth, the unders have been absolutely smacking this year. Now, they're not the most exciting plays, but it is something to consider this season. Next up, we got the 10-3 Kansas City Chiefs minus 2 touchdowns or minus 14 points as the favorite, traveling to Houston to take on the 1-11-1 Texans. Over under for this game, 49.5 points. And I just mentioned, you know, last week Houston looked decent. They looked like a decent NFL team last week against Dallas. They should have won that game. They did not. Back-to-back weeks are minus 14 plus. I know we usually don't like to touch spreads when they're this large. And speaking of those betting trends, I know you had a really solid trend advice last week on teams that are, what, it was 14 or something to that effect. But Nate's going to be taking a pass on this one, just too big of a spread. What about you? Are you touching this one at all?
So honestly, I like the under again. It's just hard to take it against Kansas City because they can score so many points. And Texas did. They looked okay against that Dallas defense last week.
Yeah,
but
it looked okay.
Pierce is going to be out, and Nico Collins shouldn't be back. Brendan Cook still isn't going to be there. And I kind of feel like Kansas City could get the lead and then kind of just slow things down, try to run the clock out and get out of there. So I'm still going to take it. I'll take the under 49.5. I just think that's a lot of points. And Kansas City on the road, they don't always play, you know, like they should. So I'll go ahead and take the under 49.5.
All right. Let's make that another under for the week for our guy Tone. Chiefs Texans under 49.5. I definitely don't hate that play. Next up, for our 4:30 slot, Tone, it's your squad. It's your team to bet on. You love these guys. It's the 4-9 Arizona Cardinals plus 2.5 points. And they're traveling to Denver, take on the 3-10 Broncos. Over-under for this game is 36 points. Nate does have a two-leg teaser on this one. I mentioned earlier at the top of the show, but just to recap that, he's taking the Ravens-Browns on Saturday under 44.5 points, and he's going to go ahead and tease that with the Cardinals-Broncos under 42. As mentioned, you know, in the Ravens game, Lamar's out. In this game, but the Cardinals, they got a backup quarterback playing. Russell Wilson might be out as well, possibly. So yeah, a lot of unders, and I don't hate it, but I know you love taking the Broncos. Tell me what you're taking this week.
I'm passing. I got lucky taking them last week. I can't do it again. I don't know. Russell Wilson should play, but there's a chance he doesn't because of concussion. So there's just too much uncertainty, and we already know Kyler Murray's out for the year. So
yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and just pass.
Okay. Pass on a Denver game. I hate to see it, but I understand. I get it. Next up, we have the 7-6 New England Patriots. Currently, it's at an even line, straight up money line. They're traveling to Las Vegas to take on the 5-8 Raiders. Over under this game is 44.5 points. Nate's going to be taking a pass on this game. Any action from you this week?
I'm actually going to go ahead and take the Raiders. So I'll take them for 2 units. I just think that they're in a better position versus Patriots team. They're going to be on the road, and they're honestly pretty banged up. They could be without Ramondre Stevenson. I believe Aguilar's banged up as well. They just have guys, Jacoby Myers. It's hard to say what's going to happen on their offense. I know defensively they're tough and they're sound, but I feel like Vegas at home, they just have some weapons. Josh Jacobs leading the league in rushing yards. Devontae's been fantastic. Darren Waller was, I think he was taken off the IR. I don't know if he's going to play, but same with Hunter Renfrow. So they're getting some guys back. Derek Carr, I hate to count on him, but sometimes he can come through for you, and I think this is a good position. So I'll go ahead and take Las Vegas Raiders for 2 units.
All right, that's going to be the Raiders money line for 2 units. Next up, we have the 7-6 Tennessee Titans, plus 3 points. They're traveling to Los Angeles to take on the 7-6 Chargers. Over-under for this game is going to be 47.5 points. Nate's taking a pass. And Tone, I know at the beginning of the year you were pretty low on the Titans. You mentioned that this is just a team that did not impress you. They started off pretty hot, and then they've really just been looking lackluster as expected from you. So what do you think about this team? Do you have any plays for this game?
Yeah, they seem to be downtrending, honestly. They could definitely lose that division and end up missing the playoffs. They're just really banged up. They, especially defensively, they're just not the same team they were at one point. And they did impress me for a while there, especially against the spread. They were playing awesome, but I think they could be another position to cover. It's just tough because there is uncertainty. I don't even know if Draper's going to play. And like I said, defensively, they're pretty banged up. I don't really like taking the Chargers as a favorite. I more like to have them as an underdog. So for that reason, I'll just go ahead and pass.
Okay. Got a double pass. Our last Sunday at 4:30 game, we have a game that I would hope to be better than what I think it's going to be, but I'm going to give you Nate's play. Maybe this is going to be a good game. We'll see. We have the 9-4 Cincinnati Bengals. They are minus 3.5 points. They're traveling to Tampa Bay to take on the 6-7 Buccaneers. Over-under for this game is going to be 44 points. And our guy Nate is taking Tampa Bay plus 3.5. Again, with our TikTok trends, something else you put out there, Cincinnati Bengals are currently the most prosperous team against the spread. And Nate's saying, fuck it. He's going with Tom and Tampa Bay. What do you think?
I'm going to pass this game. I just can't back the Buccaneers at all. I would lean towards the Bengals. Like I said, they're 18-3 ATS going back to last season. In their last 21 games, they've just been fantastic. And the Bucs are been awful versus spread this year. I want to say I think they've maybe covered 3 times this year. It's just they're not very good. Tom Brady as an underdog at home has been great in his career, but you know, most of his career was in New England, so it's just a little different. I just got to pass. I'll root for Nate, but I it's hard to bet against the Bengals. They're rolling right now, and I'm just not impressed with this Bucs team.
Okay, we got 2 primetime games left, and I'm going to be honest with you. Nate's taking a pass on both these primetime games, so it's up to you to put any action on Sunday night or Monday night. Let's start with the Sunday night game first. We have the 7-5-1 New York Giants, plus 4.5 points, traveling to Washington to take on the 7-5-1 Commanders. Over-under for this game, 40.5 points. Last time these two played this year, they tied, hence the 1 in the 7-5-1 for each of these two teams. What do you think about this game?
It should be a solid Sunday night game. It's weird because the 2 weeks ago, the teams played each other. They ended in a tie. Commanders have a bye. The Giants get whomped by Philly. Now they're playing the Commanders again. So it's just a weird spot. I would like to think the Giants would come and fight back and cover that 4.5, but I'm going to pass.
Any chance that we see another tie?
I don't think so, but I wonder what the odds of that are.
I would love to know what the odds are. We'll have to look that up. Last game we have here, we have the Monday Night Football game. And again, I can tell what they were thinking when they made the schedule originally. This should have been a great game, but unfortunately, it's going to be a stinker. And it's the 4-9 Los Angeles Rams, plus 7, and they're traveling to Green Bay to take on the 5-8 Packers. A runner for his game, 39.5 points. As mentioned, Nate's taking a pass. We did get to see Baker Mayfield come out last week for the Rams, led a game-winning drive to get the Rams a W that was much needed. I mean, that was pretty impressive. I don't know if we'll continue seeing that same performance, but I'm excited to watch personally. I'm always going to root for Baker. What'd you think about it?
Yeah, really cool for Baker. I couldn't believe it, honestly, but good for him. That's awesome to see. This game just seems ugly and cold, and it's just not a game I can back. I would like to think that the Rams could cover 7 points, but on the road in Lambeau, when it's, I think, going to be a few degrees, who knows? Maybe lean towards the under, but I'll go ahead and ultimately pass.
Okay. So we have double passes on the primetime games. And naturally, you know, that's a trend that we do on the Luck Changers. We usually like to stay away from those primetime games. They're just so unpredictable, and you really just never know on those. So that's totally understandable. Before we jump to DK, let's go ahead and recap our picks for the week. For those listening, our guy Nate has 6 plays, 1 teaser, 5 single bets, and he's got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 units in play. This might be the first week where you have more units in play than Nate. Something to think about. But real quick, let me run his plays down since he's not here. He does have the Seahawks plus 3.5 that's currently in motion, so we're rooting for you, Nate. He's got a teaser. He's got the Ravens, Browns, under 44.5 to go along with the Cardinals, Broncos, under 42. Taking the Dolphins plus 7.5 in Buffalo in the snow. It's going to go ahead and take the Bears plus 9 in a revenge game for LCP against the Eagles. The NLOD 3-unit play is the Jets money line. And lastly, he has the Buccaneers plus 3.5 points. So good luck, Nate. We're rooting for you. And to throw it over to Tone, he's got 7 plays, 2 teasers, 5 single bets, 10 units on the table. Tone, what do you got for us this week?
I got 2 teasers, got the Colts plus 10 with the Bills minus 1. I have the Browns Ravens under 44.5 with Pittsburgh and the Panthers under 44. The Eagles Bears under 48.5. The Jets for 3 units. The Cowboys Jaguars under 48.5. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Texans under 49.5. And the Las Vegas Raiders, just a pick for 2 units.
All right. And then lastly, we did have one luck it in. That's going to be 1 play. And you had 3 units on it. Nate's got 3 units on it. So we're going to just make the luck it in a 3-unit play. It's going to be the Jets as a pick. Jets money line. So good luck, boys. Hopefully the Jets can get the job done versus the Lions. And no head-to-heads. It's very, very possible it could stay at 1-0 for the rest of the season, the way this has gone. So, as always, once we wrap up our lines, we have our NFL DraftKings. And rough week for me, unfortunately. It's been a rough season for DraftKings altogether for me. How'd you fare last week?
Honestly, I was out of the money. I think I was just maybe like 12th or 13th. Nothing too fantastic.
Nothing to write home about.
No.
All right. Well, same with the picks. I will go ahead and give Nate's lineup, and obviously you can give yours. I'll start with Nate's quarterback. He's going to be going with Justin Fields. He's in a return game. He's taking the Bears to cover versus the Eagles, so naturally he's going to go Justin Fields as his DK quarterback.
Oh, man. I mean, can't go wrong. The kid was balling. What a season he really had. I mean, the first month or so, it kind of took him some time to get warmed up, but he really excelled there. Love to see the Ohio State boy. I'll take another Justin. I'll take Justin Herbert, 7.2K. He's just going against this Tennessee secondary, who's just banged up and not been very good this year. So I think they should be able to pass all over them. You got Mike Evans back. You got Keenan Allen back. You got Mike Williams back. It's a whole different offense when you have those guys in there. So I'll take Justin Herbert for 7.2K.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump to running backs, RB1 for our guy. Again, he picked the Buccaneers to cover the spread this week, so he's going to be going with Leonard Fournette as his DK running back.
All right, very nice. I will go ahead and take Derrick Henry, 8K. I'm going to take another guy out of that Chargers-Tennessee game. The Chargers can't stop the run. I know they're getting Joey Bosa back, but I still don't think that that's going to have too much of an effect against a guy like Derrick Henry. He got shut down the second half of last week. I think he came out and had like 100 yards in the first half and really got shut down for that. So I think he'll come back with a vengeance versus a Chargers team, Chargers defense. I'll take Derrick Henry for 8K.
Okay. Like that pick, you can never go wrong with Derrick Henry. Real quick, because I forgot to mention the prices. Justin Fields, 7.4K. Leonard Fournette, 5.5K. For RB2, I don't know if Nate was just fucking with me because he's not here, but his roster is got a couple different guys where I'm just going to absolutely demolish the pronunciation of these guys' names. But RB2 is going to be Houston Texans running back Ogun Bowale. And Tone, if you think you can do better than that, go ahead, my guy, go ahead.
I will not, but I will luck it in.
Okay, nice.
4.7K.
4.7K. Okay, that was easy enough. Moving on to wide receiver one, a little bit more easier for me. It's Keenan Allen, 6.8K. Yeah, not a whole lot to say. Solid wide receiver. I think he's going to have a great week this week.
Yeah, it's hard not to take him. He's so consistent. He's always putting up good numbers. I'm actually going to take Mike Williams, the other side of that pair to go with Justin Herbert. It's a little out of order, but I'll take Mike Williams for 6.3K.
All right. Next up for Nate, this actually is going to be his wide receiver one. That's my apologies, because he's 8K, and that's A.J. Brown. Obviously, he's on an absolute tear this year, the last two games specifically. He's been lighting it up. So A.J. Brown at 8K, I think that's a really good pick.
Yeah, I mean, he's a beast. I'm on my fantasy team, so I'm definitely rooting for him. My first wide receiver was actually Chris Olave, Ohio State boy, 6.5K. He's going against Atlanta secondary, who can definitely be taken advantage of. So I think he'll come out off that bye and he'll put on a show, hopefully at home. So I'll take Chris Olave for 6.5K.
All right. And for wide receiver three for Nate, you know, this might be the first week where Nate did not pair his quarterback with a receiving target, but he did pair some Ohio State boys, and we're going to go and lock that in. He's taking Chris Olave from the New Orleans Saints at 6.5K.
Very nice. I'm going to take another Ohio State boy with my third wide receiver. Give me Garrett Wilson. He's 6K. Going up against Detroit. I know their defense has been a little better lately, but they can still be taken advantage of. So I'll take another Ohio State boy with Garrett Wilson, 6K.
All right, for tight end, we're going to be going ahead and taking the Tennessee Titans tight end. And it's at 3.1K, C. Okonkwo.
Very nice. Nate, really, really.
Thank you,
Nate. Nice guy. Yeah, very nice guy. With my tight end, I'll take Dalton Schultz, 4.4K. Just really since Dak's been back, he's one of his favorite targets. I mean, he's coming off 14.7. He had 19.1 game, 17.4. He can be hit or miss for sure, but I like my chances with him versus Jacksonville. So I'll take Dalton Schultz for 4.4K.
All right. Here at the flex for our guy, Nate, we're going to be going with Jerick McKinnon from the Kansas City Chiefs. And he's going to be at 5.2K going up against the stinky Houston Texans, whose opponent rank for running backs is 32nd. So I like those. I like that lineup for him.
Yeah, definitely. And they might end up blowing him out a little bit, and McKinnon might get a bunch of carries. So I like that. With my flex, I'll take Zay Jones, 4.9K. I know he's going against Dallas, but they can be passed on at times, and he's just been solid. I mean, he seemed to get a lot of looks and a lot of targets from Trevor Lawrence. Last game, he had 12. The game before that, he had 7, then 14, and then 10. I mean, he's just getting a lot of looks. So I'll take him for 4.9. I just think there's a lot of volume there.
All right. To conclude Nate's DK roster for week 15 on defense, he's going to be going with the Denver Broncos at 2.7K. As mentioned, he has the Broncos cards in the under. Also, as mentioned, Kyler Murray is going to be out for the game going up against a second string quarterback. So I like the price point at 2.7K for the Broncos.
Yeah, I really like that. It's way better in my defense. I'm on the very bottom of the barrel. Give me the Texans. 2K. Ooh. It's ugly. It's filthy. And
yikes.
It might be negative points, but I'll take the Texans for 2K.
Okay. All right. Before closing out the episode, let's go ahead and recap our DK rosters real quick. For Nate, we got quarterback Justin Fields, RB1, Leonard Fournette, RB2, Texans running back. I already mentioned his name. Wide receiver 1, A.J. Brown. Wide receiver 2, Keenan Allen. Wide receiver 3, we're going with Chris Olave. Tight end, we have the Tennessee Titans tight end, Okonkwo. At flex, we have Jerick McKinnon. And lastly, at defense, we have the Denver Broncos.
Very nice. At quarterback, I have Justin Herbert, running backs Derrick Henry, and Houston's running back that AJ mentioned. Wide receivers, Chris Olave, Mike Williams, Garrett Wilson. Tight end, Dalton Schultz. Wide receiver, Zay Jones. And defense, Houston Texans. Bottom of the barrel.
Bottom of the barrel, baby. Love to see it. All right, brother. Well, I think we got some good games this week. You know, as mentioned, last 2 weeks have kind of been a little stinky for us. So you know what that means, brother. It means we're due.
All we can do is bounce back, keep grinding. So hopefully our week. Feeling pretty good about them. Took a lot of unders, which I generally don't do, but hopefully some of them hit. A couple teasers. Jets, we really need the Jets. Come on through, baby.
J-E-T-S, so, Jets.
We'll see. Shout out our guy, Nate. Hope that you feel better. Shout out our guy, Jaron. Happy birthday. And good episode, my guy.
Great episode, as always, brother. That's going to be it for us. As Nate always mentions, you can follow us on social media. Definitely check us out on TikTok. We're really pushing that heavy. My guy, Tone's absolutely killing the TikToks. I do my best when he is not available for it. It's worth a follow. Just check us out. Throw us a couple hearts. We appreciate it.
For moderator AJ and co-host Tone, this is the Luck Changers Podcast. We are out of here. Adios.
Peace. I'm out of here.